الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. بلا صلاة سيد درود شريف، اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. My most respected علماء and حفاظ اكرام، respected elders, our dear brothers and young friends. We all are very well aware that the very purpose of the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gift us and bless us with the precious bounty of taqwa. And taqwa, we know, is simply understood as a person to acquire, to imbibe, and to develop the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within him, and to be able to carry the presence of Allah in every aspect of his life. However, to appreciate this high and noble purpose, it is important for us to fully understand what is the import of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. It is one phrase, a part of a verse, but its meaning and understanding is far-reaching. And therefore, if we have to look at taqwa as a composite, it is something that brings every discipline to the life of a believer. All the requirements of faith and iman, the disciplines that are required to be within a person in order for him to present himself as a good human being, as a person of noble qualities and attributes, and that person needs to develop this very important aspect and quality and attribute of taqwa. So when we look at the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak and what it brings to us, we understand firstly that the month of Ramadan represents a process of higher training, of reformation, of rectification, of redefinition, of realignment, of rehabilitation, of detoxification. And like that, the month of Ramadan also represents a beneficial form of disruption in our life. So all of these aspects are facilitated for us by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this month through two processes. The one thing that happens to a person in the month of Ramadan is that he begins to experience the concept of takhliya. Takhliya means for a person to rid himself of that is not supposed to be within him. Literally, it means to empty out, to remove, to expunge from the system. So that is one very important process that takes place in the month of Ramadan. There is an expulsion and a detoxification and a removal of things that are barriers, things that are blocking the path, things that are holding us back. And the other process that takes place is the process of tahliya. Tahliya literally means to adorn and to beautify. So it is a natural cause that before beautifying something, before decorating anything, that vessel or that item first needs to be purified. It needs to be cleansed. And when it is clean, then it now is able to be adorned and beautified and given the shine and the polish that would actually make it very valuable and precious. And how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate the process of takhliya and tahliya for us? With the two main ibadat and with the two mainstays of Ramadan, and that is Siyam and Qiyam. The entire duration of Ramadan al-Mubarak, or the bulk of it, besides a person's sleep, is taken up by these two cardinal processes, and that is Siyam and Qiyam. Siyam, fast in the day, and Qiyam, stand in the night. And when a person is doing Siyam, when he is fasting, every moment of fast brings the benefit of takhliya. It is a constant process of burning out, of scorching out, of cleansing, of purification, of rectification. All of those things that we said are representative of taqwa. And as a person engages in this process, simultaneously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engages our hearts in the process of adornment and beautification through tahliya. And tahliya is attained through qiyam, through taraweeh, and through standing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the court of Allah. So Allah ta'ala wants us to appreciate this, my dear friends. That if we understand what is taqwa, and we understand the process that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has formulated for a person, then like it is said very nicely, it is a mafhum of a hadith perhaps, that if people only knew what the month of Ramadan contained, then we would desire and we would want the entire year to be Ramadan. Because it speaks to the very purpose of life. The amount of conviction, the amount of happiness, fulfillment, contentment, positivity, and every other good attribute and positive purpose that a person enjoys in the month of Ramadan cannot be found in any other time in the life of a person. It has also been mentioned, and this speaks again to the magnanimity of the month of Ramadan, to the power of Ramadan, that if the people of Al-Akhirah, meaning those whose eyes of this world have now closed, and the eyes of the hereafter, the true sight of a person has now been opened, if they were given a wish that where you are from your position, what would you desire from this world? You were brought back to this world, what would you wish for? It is mentioned that they would desire and wish for one day of Ramadan. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life and this opportunity. To have that, which those who do not have that opportunity have. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this appreciation. And as I said, this appreciation comes with an understanding. And that is why knowledge is so important. The knowledge of deen, the knowledge of Al-Quran, the knowledge that be able to broaden a person's horizon, the knowledge that illuminates a person's heart, and the knowledge that motivates a person, that is something that is priceless. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with true knowledge. Allah give us understanding and realization. So this process, my dear friends, is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really given us as a great gift. It is a ni'mah. It is something that really comes to transform us. And one other aspect that we understand from this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this as a gradual process. And this is very important, that it is not within the nature of man to be able to make or adjust to instant change. That is why we find that the descent of the Quran al-Kareem also was done gradually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have revealed the kitab in one night, on one time, in one day, and everything would have been revealed, and we would have been bound to accept it and act upon the Quran al-Kareem. But Allah has kept the fitrah and the nature of man to work gradually. And therefore we find even when the ahkam and the laws of Islam came down, there were certain things that the community and the people were very entrenched in. They were habitual of certain aspects. And therefore those laws were not brought down all at once, requiring an immediate change. But they were brought down in graduality. So Ramadan teaches us this important discipline. As heads of homes, as parents, as teachers, as community people, don't expect people to change overnight. Don't expect people to come onto your level of understanding and realization automatically. Because I can see the benefit in all of this, because I am able to do all of this, therefore everyone can do it. That rule does not even apply in our very own homes. And therefore, there is a need for a great amount of patience, tolerance, forbearance, understanding, strategy, skill. And these aspects are needed today more than ever before. Because the pressures that our youth are undergoing, the pressures that parents face, and the pressures that institutions are undergoing is unprecedented. And it requires strong minds. It requires the development of a great amount of courage and understanding and fortitude for us to be able to sail through the challenges that we are experiencing. In one hadith sharif in Abu Dawood, it is mentioned about a certain delegation, if I'm not mistaken, the delegation of Abu Qais. They had come on one occasion to meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Sharif. And the delegation was full of excitement. Of course, to meet the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what excitement they must have been. So they all came And they rushed forward and they went towards Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They embraced him, they met him, and they expressed their joy and their happiness at meeting the Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was one person, one Sahabi, by the name of Munzir radiallahu ta'ala. He did not join the crowd. He went first, arranged all his luggage, his animal, brought down his baggage, set everything very calmly with a lot of composure, went and freshened up, neatened himself, made himself look presentable, and then he comes into the presence of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now he meets the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam meets him with a great amount of happiness and joy. And he says, "O Mundir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with two beautiful attributes, among the many attributes that he may have possessed. But two are outstanding. One is Hilm. Hilm means to be forbearing, to be tolerant, to be patient, to be understanding, to be able to read a situation. Not to be reactive, not to act with emotion, not to be impulsive, do things in a knee-jerk way. Like we see is common today. Something happens, particularly with our social media. Everyone gets excited, start forwarding messages, and then we know what the outcome is. Allah protect us from this. They say a moment of patience in a moment of anger saves a person 1,000 moments of regret. How true. I experience this many times myself. So this is what لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ means. That we're not fasting only for sawab and reward and the joy of Ramadan. That is in its place. That will be acquired inshallah. But the higher purpose, the aspects of focus, and those things that require our attention, attention to detail, that is my transformation taking place. Am I better than what I was before Ramadan al-Mubarak? Ramadan is leaving us. Where is my pitch? The way that I was speaking before Ramadan, that loose tongue of mine, have I been able to rein it in? That anger issues that I have, and that we all have, how much have I been able to manage with that? How much have I been able to rectify that? And like that we can apply it to everything, every aspect of our life. Therefore, month of Ramadan, we can add to that list of rehabilitation, of reformation. It is also a month of reflection. That a great amount of soul searching must take place in this month. One is the mode of ibadah, that we engage in as much ibadah as we can. But there must also be a great amount of evaluation and reflection and soul searching that takes place. That what outcome am I achieving? Once the finish line comes, the moon is sighted, and everything reverts back to normal. We're back to our old life. And we see this year in and year out. We each can do a self-reflection. How has our community changed? How has my home changed? How have I changed? So لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ does not just translate as so that you may acquire taqwa, full stop. And therefore, some of our pious mashayikh, my dear friends, Allah reward them. That they showed us such beautiful formulas that they have stuck with us. And we remember it every time that when we are starting our fast, when we're making that sehri, yes, we are eating, we are drinking, we're ensuring that we're taking our medication, we're doing the physical. But there's a spiritual dimension to sehri also. And that is, a person ponders over the object of that day. He's going to engage in that fast. But what does he want from that fast? What does Allah want from my fast? At that time of reflection, at that moment of acceptance, make a dua. Our Mashayikh has said, make such a dua that will fulfill all your needs. When we say needs, we mean our spiritual needs. Oh Allah, what you have desired, or what is your misdaq with taqwa? When you said, la'allakum tattaqoon, I don't understand. I don't have that understanding, oh Allah. The understanding is very far reaching. It's very deep. It's enormous, it's huge. It's out of my grasp. But Allah, you know what you have meant by la'allakum tattaqoon. Therefore, I am asking you for the misdaq of taqwa with this fast. And that fast is such a powerful rehabilitator that a person is walking around with this presence and with this consciousness and with this understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. He is a possessor of ihsan. مَلْ ihsan. As Masih Umar Ma Masih Umar Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, ke saim bahalat som, Allah ka wali hota hai. What a powerful statement. A person in a state of fasting is a wali of Allah. He has attained the wilayat because he is behaving like a wali. And that is what is the outcome that is desired. That our behavior changes. Our manners, our demeanor, our approach, our thinking, our outlook, our treatment, our communication, our interaction, everything comes under la'allakum tattaqoon, comes under this benefit of fast. And every moment, every hour, every sa'ah, every day, gradually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is breaking down this hard rock of the heart for us. Allah is breaking down the hardness in our heart, my dear friends. And all of us feel it. We all experience the heart softening in the month of Ramadan. And normally, you know, as a race goes, the body begins to tire out, it wears out, comes towards the end, a person's got the last ounces of energy. But Ramadan is such that it reverses the whole physical paradigm. We are accustomed to eating, we are accustomed to drinking, we are accustomed to sleeping, we are accustomed to resting. Allah says, cut it out. Allah introduces reduction, another R, to taqwa. Rehabilitation, reformation, rectification, redefinition, reduction. Reduce your eating, reduce your drinking, reduce your sleeping, reduce your speech. Qillat al-kalam. Such an important purpose of Ramadan. Learn the power of silence. Learn the power to listen. Today there is no one to listen. One important sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that even the munafiqun had latched on to. The hypocrites understood this in the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what was that? His ability to listen. And what did they say? Qul huwa udhun. That we will carry on abusing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll continue mocking him. We'll continue defaming him. Because he is all ears. He is all ears. He is a deep listener. He is a good listener. And today in our homes, in our classrooms, in our community, this is what people are in need of. An ear, a sunnah. And the more we listen, the less we will speak. Zaban ban kar do, dil khul ho jayega. Zaban ban kar do, dil khul jayega. Dil khul jayega. Once a person is able to manage that tongue of his, then his heart opens up. And then the time has expired. But the time of Ramadan is also expiring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now has given us this last 10 days, 10 nights. And as I said, the physical paradigm changes. Whilst we are tired, we are now low on physical energy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to tap into the spiritual energy that we have developed. Your body is tired. Your system is now coming down. But now you are going to move on spiritual fuel. And therefore we find the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we go into overdrive. Because a person is now not so dependent, or rather not dependent, but he is not so, he does not require that much of the physical that he required or that he was accustomed to before the month of Ramadan. We have moderated that, we have reduced that. We have minimized our dependence on the physical so that we may be able to acquire the spiritual. And such is the spiritual state of a person in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now sends down the malaika. Oh malaika, you were the ones who objected to my creation of man. When I was creating man, the angels raised a question to Allah ta'ala. That are you creating someone who's going to cause bloodshed in the earth? Now go and see what that man has done. Go and see what he has achieved. And that is why one of the meanings of Qadr is restriction. Among the many meanings, restriction. How can Qadr be restriction when it is such a night of such power and enormity? It is restriction because the coming down of Malaika on that night is in such amount and volume that there is hardly a space for one angel to place his foot on this earth. From the heavens to the earth, there is traffic, there is movement, there is light, there is a great amount of activity that is taking place on the night of Qadr. And it comes right in the Hadith Sharif that those malaika come down and they make musafa and they meet those believers. Such honor. Whilst the angels are coming down to the earth to meet us, where have we gone? When we're looking for the night of Qadr, what are we looking for? The night of Qadr is the symbolic aspect of our target. That is our hadaf. But in actual fact, a person is searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera, main ho jau uska, yehi raat din main dua mangta hu. This is the lesson of Ramadan al-Mubarak, that we are looking for Allah, we are searching for Allah, we are hunting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that hunt becomes much more pronounced and desperate in the last 10 nights of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and therefore we are reaching out to the heavens. The heavens come down to the earth, and it is a scene that can really never be fully comprehended and understood and appreciated. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with some understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with all the barakat and anwarat and fuyuzat. And therefore no person should deprive himself. No person should deprive himself, because the only person who's going to be deprived now is a person who brings upon deprivation upon his own soul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being those who are deprived and those who are negligent and those who do not use this beautiful opportunity. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to accept this Ramadan. In the last minute, my dear friends, we know what is happening out there in the world, or Middle East. Everything is in turmoil. Once again, the oppression and the aggression has started. And again, it comes back to our development. It comes back to us, that how are we positioning ourselves? What is our response to all of this that is happening? Are we going to continue with life as life was, or do we aspire a greater purpose? We have a greater understanding of things, and we activate ourselves so that we are able to respond to whatever is happening in the world. The challenges that the Ummah is undergoing, let us be those who now contribute effectively and positively to the Ummah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be able to bring about the victory that the Ummah is so much in need of and so much desiring and making dua for. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.